You're listening to Brock and Salk.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio.
On Seattle Sports and the Seattle Sports app.
Well, everything's going to look different this year for the Seahawks. That we know. And one of the new faces is quarterback Sam Howell. Arrives from Washington and he joins us right now here on Brock and Salk. Sam, good morning. Welcome to Seattle.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you, guys. Yeah, just happy to be on. Happy to be a Seahawk.
From Washington to Washington. I mean, make sense of that, right? I mean, obviously D.C. to Washington State, but just a little crisscross in the country. Can you take us back to the day that you heard that this trade was going to happen and you'd be now in Seattle?
Yeah, I had no – it was a couple of days before the trade announced that I kind of knew that they were kind of listening to trade offers, and the GM in Washington, Adam Peters, was very good to me and kind of kept me in the loop the whole time. And Adam knew that Seattle was a place that, you know, I was interested in going. And obviously, you know, he's going to take the best offer at the end of the day. But, yeah, he just gave me the call and let me know. And just super thankful to those guys in Washington. They were very professional the way they did their business. And I'm just happy to be a Seahawk.
Why was it a place that you were interested in going?
Yeah, I played. We played there last year. So I love the organization. I've heard a lot of really good things about the organization. And you know, it's a really fun place to play. And I spent a few days in the city last year when we played out there, and it seemed like a cool place to be. And I'm just excited for a fresh start. And yeah, just, you know, opportunity to, you know, be behind Geno. I've got a lot of respect for Geno. So I'm really excited about it.
Sam Howell here with us. A couple years ago, there was a pretty significant QB trade in this market, so we've gotten to know trades. And you said something there that piqued my interest just a little bit. And I do know that there were multiple teams that were involved in this. So what role do you and your agent play to Mr. Peters out there in Washington and say, gosh, I'd really love if you could find a way to get this done? Do you think that played any role in you ultimately ending up here and not a couple of those other spots?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I mean, it's hard to know. I mean, I only know so much, you know, obviously I don't really know exactly what other teams were offering. And at the end of the day, Washington's going to take the best offer. So, you know, obviously, you know, the teams that I wanted to go to were some of the same teams that were pushing really hard to get me. And, you know, Adam just kind of told me at the end of the day, it just came down to, you know, Seattle wanted me more than anybody else. And I'm happy with it. You know, I'm happy to be a Seahawk and I'm just excited to get started here pretty soon.
What have they told you about your role, about your future here?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, it's just taking it one day at a time. You know, obviously, you know, Geno's still the guy, and you know, I'm gonna try to do everything I can to just come in and work and just try to get better, and try to be a good teammate and support Geno, and you know, do whatever I can, you know, to help the team win. But at the same time, always trying to compete, you know, and always every single time I step on the field, just always trying to, you know, show these guys what I can do and what I'm capable of. But yeah, I'm just taking it one day at a time, not trying to worry too much about the future. I'm just excited to get there and, you know, get to work with new coaches, new teammates. So I'm excited.
How big of a role do you think that game played in Seattle, the Pacific Northwest, where you threw for over 300 yards and 3 touchdowns and played great on that afternoon and nearly beat the Seahawks? Looking back, how big of a role do you think that played for both you and them?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'd probably say a pretty decent role. I think always playing good against, you know, teams that, you know, you might want to play for definitely helps you. And that was definitely one of my better games of the year. So I'm sure it helped a little bit. But, you know, I thought I did some good things last year and definitely showed some ability to play in this league. I'm very thankful that, you know, to John for, you know, reaching out and giving me this opportunity.
Do we know what number you're going to wear yet?
Not sure yet. They were still kind of working through some of those things. So I'm sure as soon as I know, you guys will know.
How do you choose your number? Do you have is there a method to that?
No, I mean, I don't really put too much thought into it. You know, I just kind of, you know, whatever's available, you know, just try to pick one that I think might be the coolest.
So you're not going to go buy one off somebody.
Nah, I'm not gonna buy one. You know, somebody's got it.
It's too bad. I see you as a number 8. I see you as a number eight, and I know that Kobe's already got number eight, but I kind of see you as a number eight. So I was hoping you were going to come on today and say, yeah, no, I'm going to buy that off Kobe because it means
a lot. Sam, understand that Salk is a big numerologist guy. Yeah. And it's a big deal to him. May not be to you.
You got to look right out there. Look good, feel good, play good, right? And I just want to make sure.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Yeah. I'm right there with you.
Okay, good.
But I'm not going to play game, though.
Yeah, don't go six. Whatever you do, don't go six.
Right.
That never really works for quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Hey, you played the Seahawks. Did you end up playing Mike McDonald's defense at all in the Ravens, either in training camp, or did you get any feel of competing against your new head coach?
Yeah, so we had a joint practice with the Ravens last year. So I got the chance to go against them, and man, they had a good defense. And Mike was doing a really good job, and obviously, you know, they had a lot of success. Not only last year, but all the years he was there, and it was just fun to watch. He does some really good things from a pressure standpoint that make it really hard to, you know, from a quarterback perspective of picking up protections and knowing which way to slide the protection. And they're always really good at disguising things and kind of showing the opposite of what they're going to do. So I'm excited to play with them, and I know for sure we'll have a good defense.
Yeah, I love that. So if you wouldn't mind, Sam, just a little compare and contrast. You got to play against a Seahawk defense. It was different, right? They were not as much disguised. They were not as aggressive and everything else. And then a Mike McDonald in a Baltimore system that everything you laid out. Just kind of compare and contrast maybe what you played against last year and what Seahawk fans can expect to see from a Mike McDonald defense this year.
Yeah. I don't want to speak for Coach, but, you know, I think, you know, they'll probably do a little bit more in the pressure world. The Seahawks, they did pressure a little bit last year, but I think you'll probably see a lot more disguising. I think the players will probably enjoy it more than the scheme they played last year, and I think it'll give them more opportunities to be successful. But I don't know, we'll see how it goes. And you know, we haven't really talked scheme or anything, and I'm sure we'll learn pretty fast as far as what they plan on doing and the direction he wants to go. But whatever he decides to do with the defense, it'll be really good.
I don't want to put you in a bad position. We're talking to Sam Howell. I don't want to put you in a bad position in talking about the city and the organization that you came from. But from the outside, the lawsuits and the environment and everything else we've heard about the Washington organization makes it sound, I'll use the word, challenging. Was it? Are you, you know, is it important for you to get that fresh start and kind of try it in a different style of organization?
Yeah, I mean, I'll say this. I'll say what my time in Washington, I wasn't really there for most of whatever was going on with, you know, the former owner. All I can say is one, the new owner, Mr. Harris, bought the team. It's been completely different. I think that the organization has gotten so much better, and they're working hard every single day to try to improve it and try to make it better for everybody, you know, the players, the staff, and I'm forever thankful for my time over there in Washington. But that being said, you know, Seattle is a great organization, and I spent probably one day in the building after I got traded and just talking to people, and it seems awesome. People seem awesome. It seems like a really professionally ran organization, and I'm excited. This is where I get to have my first start.
Where is home base for you, Sam? Where do you make home?
Yeah, down where I grew up in Charlotte, North Carolina.
And did you spent much time out on the West Coast, other than obviously a few of the games playing different teams? Have you spent much time out here?
No, not really. I mean, I spent some time in California. I trained for the draft out there in California, but not the Northwest.
So what do we like to do? Do we like to fish? Do we like to hunt? Do we like the outdoors? What are we going to like? You know, I know you got OTAs and everything coming up and workouts in just a short amount of time. What are we looking forward to out here in the Pacific Northwest?
Yeah, I mean, they just say it's really beautiful, and they say there's always a lot of good things to do outside, and so – honestly, you know, I play a little bit of golf, maybe do a little bit of that, and you know, I fish a little bit every now and then, so maybe I'll pick that back up again. But we'll see. You know, I'm excited. I'm kind of open to anything, and I'm just excited to learn more about the city, and just find what I like out there.
Julian Love, right? Big golfer. Oh, Julian Love. That might be one of your first calls. My understanding is he's a pretty good golfer and pretty into it. So maybe he can help you out on where you want to go and where you want to play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely might have to do that.
Hey, last couple minutes here with Sam Howell. How about the system Have you gone back and looked at what Ryan Grubb has done? And obviously Michael Penix, the runner-up for the Heisman, had a lot of fun throwing the pill for the last couple of years within this system. Have you started to get any kind of feel and sense for what Ryan's going to do here in Seattle with you guys?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I follow a lot of college football, and, you know, they've had a lot of success at, you know, at University of Washington, so it's been a lot of fun to watch. And, you know, I'm excited to work with, you know, Coach Grubb. And obviously, you know, we haven't really been able to talk about scheme or anything. And so I'm excited to, you know, go and learn and see what kind of stuff they were doing at Washington. Obviously, you know, I can watch it on film, but it's different when you kind of get down and you talk about it and see what they're teaching the guys to do. And so I'm excited about it. You know, I think it'll be really good. I think it'll be fun to play in a college-like offense. Obviously, you know, I'm sure there'll be some pro-style stuff in there, but I think this will be an offense that really suits me, and it'll be really fun to play in.
What do you do best?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I really think I do a lot of things well. I think just my ability to, you know, get in there and just rally a group of guys and, you know, get those guys around me playing to the best of their ability is one of the things that I do really good. Then I just think I'm a competitor. You know, I'm going to do whatever it takes to give my team a chance to win. And, you know, all I care about is, you know, winning, and no matter what it takes or what I have to do to get it done, I'm gonna do it. So I'm just excited that, you know, to learn a new group of guys and go to war with them.
We obviously did our research as soon as the trade went down. We talked to Bram Weinstein, who's as you know, the voice of the Commanders on radio, and great guy and an old friend, and he just raved about you and raved about you know, your ability to do a lot of the things you just mentioned. Said that you got huge upside, and you know, we also asked, of course, about, you know, some of the interceptions and the sacks, both of which led the league last year. How did that come to be? I mean, did it get away from you late in the year? Is it something that you're working on? What do we need to know about that part of your game?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, the interceptions, you know, got to do a better job. You know, I think there were some times where we were down in some games and that I was just trying to be a little aggressive. And at times, maybe just trying to do a little too much, trying to give us a chance. But got to be smarter. Got to play smarter football. Got to play winning football. And at times I was doing it, you know, just got to do it at a more consistent rate. And I feel confident about my ability to do that. It's just a matter of if I get an opportunity, I got to go out there and show it.
Last two quick things for me here, Sam. So it's Wednesday, March 27th. When do you guys get to town and get started here on this season?
Yeah, so we'll start April 8th is our first day. So, you know, probably get in town a few days before that just to get situated and everything. But it's coming pretty soon. I'm excited. I'm just excited to, you know, get to work with this new group of guys, get to work with the coaches. And, you know, I'm just really excited about a fresh start.
And then the last thing is biggest counsel after starting 17 games last year, being in this league a couple of years, now traded across the country, your biggest counsel to Michael Penix. He's got his pro day at Washington tomorrow. All indications he's going to be drafted in the first couple rounds. To the Bo Nixes, the Michael Penix, the Jaden Daniels, to the Caleb Williams, to all these guys, JJ, that now you've been in this league a couple years, your biggest piece of advice and counsel to those young quarterbacks is what?
Yeah, I would just say, man, just stay confident and just be yourself. You know, I think all the things that you've done your whole life has gotten you to this point. So don't give up on those, and don't try to change to, you know, impress a coach or impress a team. Just continue to be who you are. And everyone's in that position for a reason. So they're all great players, and they'll all have success in the league. You just got to continue to stay confident and don't let one moment, whether it's good or bad, define your career. You know, just keep working every single day and just keep stacking good days, keep trying to get better, and just be a good teammate. I think if you do those things, then it'll work out for you.
If you got to execute one golf shot, we go on a driver – or, you know, is it a drive down the middle? Is it a long putt? Is it a, you know, a chip that's got to get it to within a foot or two of the hole? What's the best shot in your bag?
Yeah, my wedge game is pretty good. Oh. So really 130 yards and in, and then I'm a really good chipper. So really just once I get inside 130 yards or so, I'm a pretty good player. So that's probably what I would say.
What about
working on the tee side a little bit, yeah. not driving the ball well, but... once I figure that out, I'll have a chance to be pretty good.
Those are very famous last words. Yes. Once you figure it, same here.
All
I got to do is just figure out the driver and everything will be fine. Sam, congratulations. Welcome to Seattle. We're looking forward to getting a chance to watch you this year, and continued good luck. We'll talk again.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.